Welcome to our service, Pentecost. Thank you to Ian for arranging readers and intercessors to work with the material that we can provide online. And thank you to Pauline too. And to all of you that are taking part, both in engaging with the worship material and also for reading lessons and leading the intercessions. It's quite wonderful how we as a benefit are pulling together in the ways that we can to still worship in the ways that are offered to us at this time. I keep you in my prayers, and it's wonderful when I get to speak to you on the telephone and in letters and other ways. So it's Pentecost, and I simply wanted to say just a welcome for Pentecost. It's such a significant church festival, and we can especially feel that at this time of the coronavirus and the fact of being having to stay in our homes as we have been having to. And when we think of Pentecost, we think of the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Holy Spirit on those first disciples. And we are reminded that that same Spirit is with us and through faith and in our baptism. And it is calling us, as the Spirit does, to continue Jesus's mission and that service into the world. And at this particular time of the coronavirus, we can think of how are we serving one another and how are we then looking to serve the needs of the world. And we do that as a whole church. And so it's an opportunity for us to be reminded that we are not a group of individuals. In our benefice, we are the one church of our one church, one benefice, even in our four parishes. And it's an opportunity to be reminded of that, of our togetherness in Jesus, through that power of the Holy Spirit that then enables us to do acts of love in his name. And I talk a bit more about that in our sermon this morning.